Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Pretty cool hot licks there. That's Peg, name of that song. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to take our poll question on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ostroff. Jim is one of the great editors at the Kiplinger Washington Editors. They produce the Kiplinger Letter, which Jim and I are working off of right now. Jim, we were talking about gridlock earlier and about what's going to be happening. You mentioned the fact that you guys reported that you believe the GOP will likely win the House.
That's right.
Perhaps not the Senate. And here's what you say. Republicans will stop Obama in his tracks. Boy, that's throwing the gauntlet down.
Well, we don't equivocate, and we never have. We don't. Now, that's exactly
tell us about these tracks that they're going to stop.
Okay, well, the thing, you know, there are numerous things here. For instance, efforts to impose restriction on climate emissions, limits on carbon emissions, and
well, that's the thing that they were trying to do, not by law, but by regulation through the EPA.
Yeah, right, and they are still doing that. They're still trying on that. But the thing here, it's
specifically. There, Carol Browner and the folks at EPA and the environmental wing, they want to make carbon dioxide a toxic gas.
That's right, and regulate it.
The air you breathe, the air you exhale, the stuff that comes out of your lungs when you exhale, folks, they want to make that a toxic gas.
But when it comes out of
a
tailpipe or a smokestack, then it is poisonous.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're also looking.
There's some business issues.
But yeah, I'm saying here.
Climate control.
No immigration bill reform. The thing is also with respect to labor. You know, they have things they've been looking to get done, such as pushing through. This card check bill thing,
and that, which scared the stew out of small businesses.
Right.
Small businesses do not like the card check bill, Jim.
No, basically, after all is said and done, and the reason it is being done is that would increase the chances that people could come in and unionize.
As a small business owner, that's one good reason to do whatever I have to do as a small business owner, not on the radio, but in my business, to do whatever I have to do to make sure that doesn't happen, whatever that takes, because that's ugly. Once that gets started, anything that can happen to beat back the union, the growth of unionism in America for a small business owner is a good thing. And so that's one piece of good news. What else? What else is going on?
What I'm saying is that, again, the nothing done with respect to shoring up Social Security or Medicare, Medicaid.
Those things are not...
Veterans benefits.
So you're talking real gridlock. You're talking about not compromise. You're not talking about, okay, I know you wanted this, we wanted that, let's do something in the middle. You're saying nothing's going to get done. True gridlock.
Yeah, I mean, that's right, with those very large issues.
Because they can't, they're so ideologically opposite, right? Is that what we're saying?
Well, it is, and I got to say, there are political motives not to hand the other side any sort of legislation
right.
They could claim as a victory.
Like white, you like black, and we both abhor gray.
That's right. And we will not go to gray. No fade to gray.
Wow.
But, but with it, too, I mean...
What does that say? Jim, what is it? I'm sorry. What does that say about our political system?
Well, the bottom line, the currency here is compromise.
Yeah.
And at some point, people, day after day, must compromise. Otherwise... Mm-hmm. Nothing gets done.
What about estate? Now, you say there will be a compromise on estate taxes.
I'm saying on some really important things, like estate tax, we believe that will happen because it is just so important. If nothing is done, everything goes away at the end of this year. And, In that case, I mean, both sides have constituencies that don't want that to happen.
What about the Bush tax cuts? Will that be compromised? That includes the estate tax, but what about the income tax?
I'm saying the Bush tax cuts will will remain in some form after this
year. So they will compromise about any on the tax issues. That's where they're going to compromise the most, it seems.
Right, and that's, those are areas where both parties, members of both parties, have a stake in it, and they don't want to see, you know, a complete end of a program, because it would hurt their constituents.
There's another one that they're going to compromise on. You guys reported on this, and I agree with you, and that's on the 1099 issue, that the health care element,
right,
that they threw in the 1099 filing compliance requirement. That's kind of going to have bipartisan to get rid of that, isn't it?
And let me see, you're referring to the requirement that be put on the
reporting regulations,
right?
I think that's the 1099 issue.
Well, yeah, it may well go away. There is people clamoring for that.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, but on many other things, the point is day after day, there are many things that Congress may consider, and they, you know, they will go up and they will go down, except for those things relating really to taxes, where something must be done.
Right. If they can get the taxes fixed and then just go fight amongst themselves and leave us alone, I think the economy will get better, Jim. I think how that will work.
Self-healing economy.
Kiplinger.com is the website. Jim Ostroff, that's who he's with. He and I will be right back. We got other things to talk about. It's in the Kiplinger letter this week. Stay with us.
Tell me a secret, tell me a lie, tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.